Doug Steffens Good Day program, Monday morning, the 3rd of June. And it's been a vast, what was the old expression, Kenny? Ken Kessler's here with me. The television was a vast wasteland. I don't want that to be what people say about this program. However, the major components other than me and Kenny are they're still licking their wounds. Richie will tell you the story tomorrow during this hour of why it's taken him so long to find out what actually is going on in his body in the hospital for tests today, but he promised me yesterday he'd be back tomorrow, so that'd be nice. And then there's Jennifer Horn, who's traveling Alaska, the wilds of Alaska, with a group of listeners. She and her dad have a broadcast operation in Los Angeles called CRN Digital. So some of their listeners and hosts are going along on that ride, if I remember correctly. Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous info babe and the lady responsible for the Queen of Cheap, is without power or just without connection. Who knows? She's traveling, and so that becomes a reality. Speaking of traveling, this week I'm going to New York for the semi-annual Talkers Convention. It'll be held in New York City. Glenn Beck will get the Freedom of Speech Award. Should make for interesting conversations. You can follow at talkers.com all day long. And then on Thursday of this week, Thursday is the convention. Friday, I'll do the program from the United Nations. There are a lot of things going on there. I always find interesting people. So we'll talk to four or five of the main players at the United Nations on Friday of this week. Meanwhile, back to the issues of the day. We've posted at DougSteffen.com for you to find out more about these stories. Always interested in having you know what's trending, whether it be in the news cycle, whether it's trending on Twitter, Facebook, some of the social media sites. This fellow, Dane Cook, who was a participant. Is he originally from Boston?
And that's why he was in on this? Do you know, Kenny?
I don't know.
I don't recognize this.
It seemed that most of the other acts, and they were all bands, it seemed like most of them had some kind of Boston connection.
Yeah, I think Michael
was supposed to be there.
Yeah, Michael Fournier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, who's a Bostonian along with me. See, I don't pay attention to these comedians because usually I don't think they're very funny, so I could care less who he is. Michael says, yeah, he's a Bostonian. So, Michael, do you understand the controversy with regard to him being criticized because he didn't allow his sketch to be streamed?
Yeah, I heard about that.
On the Boston Benefit Concert stream?
Yeah.
Because it's new, fresh material, and he didn't want to give anybody a chance to get a leg up on his concert tour. I mean, who cares? But have you ever been, Michael, to one of his performances?
No, I've seen him on TV.
Really? Do you think he's funny?
Not really.
No.
I mean, there are worse people out there.
Yeah, really. Yeah. But you mean people who are less funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, under the circumstances. Yeah, all right. So
I just don't understand why, if he's doing this benefit show, and he knows that part of the deal is that they were streaming it.
Right.
Why do something you don't want streamed?
That's
when
a good
everybody
question.
Everybody else, you know, the Jay Giles Band, who haven't been together and haven't done anything in 20, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
were there.
Yeah.
Why do that?
And he thinks his ego is needing to be checked at the door. I think that's probably, and here's a guy's not that big to begin with, so let's call a little more attention to ourselves and see if we can get something, we can get some traction here. Later in this hour, the tornado this past weekend netted some pretty sad, interesting, compelling video out of the Storm Chaser guys that were on, was it A&E? But now we're on
Discovery Channel.
Right.
Sometimes on the Weather Channel.
Yep, they all got killed in the storm on Friday. We have also some audio from television news reporters who, in their van, these were storm chasers as well, they ended up in the tornado, literally floating around the tornado. Pretty compelling example of good technology these days. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens Good Day program. There's a new San Jose company called Invisalign. Invisalign uses 3D printing to make each mouthful of customized transparent braces. They're using a 3D printer to make braces. Wow. Here's another example. Mackenzie's Chocolates in Santa Cruz uses a 3D printer to pump out chocolate molds. Cornell University researchers used a 3D printer along with injections of a special collagen gel to create a human ear or human-shaped ear. Didn't they use a 3D printer? Wasn't there a story last week of how you could use a 3D printer to recreate somebody's face? I'm vaguely remembering.
Yeah, there was a story like that, and there was somebody else who got a new, a child, I think, who got a new windpipe.
Yeah.
A 3D
printer. They made it in a 3D printer. Three-dimensional printers.
Amazing.
Yeah. Popping up everywhere, from the desks of home hobbyists to Air Force drone research centers. We heard that story last week about how the Air Force wants to have them so they can make drone parts out of them. The machines are about the size of a microwave oven. They cost $400 to $500,000, depending on what you want for your extra added attractions. Layer on layer of plastics or other materials that you can use to create 3D objects, some with moving parts. If you could make anything with this. Somebody made a guitar with one of them, right? Jewelry, guns. This is going to become very controversial, if it hasn't already, because of the safety concerns, potential for using the technology to make things that are just not something that we need. I guess who decides on that, though, right? Let's see here. A lamp that looks like a nuclear mushroom cloud was built by somebody trying to sell it at Shapeways in New York, an online company, for $1,388. Good Lord. Huh? What do you want one of these things for? Hey, it'd be cool. Be the first kid on your block to have a 3D printer.
This is, yeah, I still don't get quite how they work. It seems more, it's, well, I don't know how a microwave works either, but
yeah.
it seems a little like magic.
Well, microwaves are bad. You should never use a microwave to heat up anything because it rearranges the molecules and makes them, at best, it makes the food, it renders the food that you heat up useless to your body because it screws up all the molecules. And at worst, it makes it, you know, bad for you, in essence. So
I wonder what these things do to food.
One of these, yeah, a 3D printer.
When it's going to create food for you.
Oh, well, listen, Dartmouth College professor named Richard Devaney says, quote, in 25 years, entire industries will disappear. Countries relying on mass manufacturing are going to find themselves with no revenue and no jobs. That's how this will be the next industrial revolution, he says. Wow. Woo. Well,
if the products are any good that it makes, this will bring a lot of things. It should bring the cost down on a lot of things.
Right.
You won't have, you know, sweatshops in far eastern countries making our shoes when when you can make a pair yourself.
I have special feet.
So, all the more reason for you to make your own custom shoes.
Could be. Eric Holder in the news today. Nothing unusual there. We'll talk about what his problems are as they continue to develop. Right now, though, let me help you fix a problem you may already have, but you may not know about it. It has to do with cholesterol and what you're taking as a supplement to alleviate the problem of having too much of the good cholesterol. I'm sorry, not enough of the good cholesterol, too much of the bad cholesterol. Maybe triglycerides are a problem as well. What's the matter with my mouth today? This was the first day of the broadcast month. About once a month I have a day like this when the old business about your IT can't see what you're saying. So follow the bouncing ball here, folks. I promise I'll get somewhere with this conversation about Cardiol. Your free 30-day trial of Cardiol, which is a superb product that has 9 or 10 natural ingredients, goes way beyond the essence of what you get from most of the products that are just fish oil. This is much better than that. And in addition to being able to get that free 30-day trial of Cardiol, there's a new product that the folks at Solana are introducing, and that is a high-absorption CoQ10. This is called CoQSol. CoQSol is a capsule that has 200 to 300 milligrams of CoQ10 in it. It's very high absorption. It's really something that you need to have in your bloodstream as well. It absorbs the bad things in your blood. That's what CoQ10 basically does. So if you want to have two free 30-day trials of these products, Cardiol and CoQSol, here's what you do. Pay shipping and handling for each one of them, and you'll be all set. 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Or go online to cardiol.net/Doug. That's cardiol.net/Doug. Ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower triglycerides and high cholesterol. And then CoQSol, which is an extraordinarily healthy CoQ10 product. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Get both of them free 30-day trials at 888-809-6424.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLS number 3030.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Tradition here in terms of the music on the Good Day program, bringing you back to a week, a musical week. We'll go back to this week in 1984 here for the top five songs. So where were you in 1984, Kenny? At this point, end of the school year, 1984, what was going on with you?
Just wrapping up my freshman year at NC State.
Uh-huh. All right. Did you finish there? Did you graduate in North Carolina State?
No, I had some fine meals there, though.
Did you? That's a good thing. That's funny. It's a tickler. 25 past the hour. Okay, so these are the top five songs, starting at number five through to number one. This is a group called Night Ranger, Sister Christian. I must admit to not knowing or remembering this, even though I was 10 years out of the music business by 1984. I just don't remember, although I look at the rest of the songs that are in the top five, and I remember all of them. For example, this one was number four from Duran Duran. Isn't it great the way a group or an individual can create a unique sound that really separates him, her, or them from the rest of the crowd? I think that's always been my feeling about Duran Duran, Kenny. You get English band that had about half a dozen songs that we can all remember.
Easily, and they've hung in there. They still get some hits. It's shifted. They were more of a top 40 band in the 80s, and it's gone more adult contemporary now, but they're still together and they still tour.
What's the origin of Duran Duran? Are there two brothers in this of the same name?
I think it was off a character of an old science fiction movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right, anyway. This song, number four, called The Reflex from Duran Duran during this week in 1984. Number three belongs to Steve Perry. Remember this? Wish Jennifer were here to tell us about what's going on in her life when this song was very popular. It eventually made it to number one. So rocker Steve Perry and Oh Sherry, Perry and Sherry here on Good Day. The number two song came from Denise Williams. Any trouble with the volume knob there, Michael, or is it just me? That seems to be the better than louder. So this almost reflected disco, but it wasn't really. You may remember Denise Williams for teaming up with Johnny Mathis on a song called Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, which was number one during this week in 1978, so she had success with that. The most successful tune, the most listened to song on the radio during this week in 1984 was a hit by Cyndi Lauper. Let's do a a big review of the songs from this week in 1984. Time for a 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
I want you to tell me what these people have in common. Carrie Prejean. Prejean. Vanessa Williams. Ashley Harder. Leona Gage. Katie Reese. What do they all have in common, these ladies? Carrie Prejean, Vanessa Williams, Ashley Harder, Leona Gage, and Katie Reese. What do they have in common? If you can answer that question, you want a swell Doug Steffen prize. Now's the time to dial this up at 888-302-3684 as we examine this date in history here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you ever wonder why your cat gets so demanding when you're on the phone? Well, if you own a cat who won't give you any peace, jumping up to see you and saying hello while you're talking on the telephone, think about this for a moment. You're talking, your cat doesn't see anyone else around. She comes in, jumps up, rubs around you, and in general makes a royal nuisance out of herself. It gets to the point where you think she's jealous or maybe even spiteful because you're spending time doing something other than loving and playing with her. Well, that's simply not true. As far as your cat is concerned, you are talking to her. After all, no one else is around, so who else could you be talking to? You know, cats are really clever, but no one has yet been able to explain to them the miracles of modern technology. So the next time your cat comes into the room and you're talking on the telephone, understand her point of view. There's no one else around. You're sitting in the room all by yourself. No one there but the cat. You're talking. Of course, the cat assumes you're talking to her. They're pretty clever. Say hello to her, give her a pat on the head, then get back to your phone call. All more next. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUGS.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Richie back tomorrow. Roberta back tomorrow, I think, as well. Jennifer not till later in the week. The 2020 history quiz. There are five women's names I have dropped on you. I'll repeat them again. They all have something important in common. They all had the same experience. Not at the same time, but they went through the same sort of embarrassment, shall we say. Carrie Prejean was a Miss California. What was her story? Remember Vanessa Williams? She was the first black Miss America. Let's see here. Ashley Harder was a Miss USA. Miss New Jersey, I think. Leona Gage was a Miss USA winner back in 1957. Miss Nevada, Katie Reese. All right, all five of these women have something in common. What would that be? 888-302-3684 here on Good Day. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. And certainly, as we look at the things that are trending on Good Day, at DougSteffen.com, Eric Holder's picture and the stories about him are all over the place. The essence of whether he told the truth when it came to the, I guess it's just plain judgment stuff. The hearings will be held this week on his judgment, whether he committed perjury when he testified to knowing nothing about the prosecution of the press. That is, Associated Press, Fox News reporter, CBS reporter, all being chased around by the Department of Justice as we become more of a police state because of this guy. He's just goofy. I never thought he had any credibility at all. He didn't look the part. He doesn't play the part. Kenny, what do people on Twitter and Facebook have to say about this? Facebook.com/OnGoodDayShow or Good Day Show, and then On Good Day at Good Day. It's at Good Day on Twitter, right? I'm suggesting
at Good Day Show.
Yeah. Okay, Good Day Show. So go ahead.
Everybody wants him gone, whether he resigns, whether he's fired, whether he gets indicted or goes to jail. Everybody wants him gone. And I'm tired of seeing people like Holder and, you know, Alberto Gonzalez, somebody mentioned earlier, and whoever else came before them, when they get caught doing something that is at least highly suspicious, that they're there saying, "I don't recall.
Yeah.
I don't remember." You know,
your job.
And stand up. Yeah. Even if you did the wrong thing, I think people would have a lot more respect if you said, "You know what? Here's what I did. Here's why I did it. Might not be right. I might be wrong. But this is but this is what it is. And then, you know, if it's wrong, get rid of them.
Well,
you can look at it and go, okay, that makes sense, that's right, carry on.
These goofballs in this bunch, they're all about attacking American business. Here's Holder going after Google, and Google not sitting still for it. You know, the Department of Justice wants to, they want to get Google to release their records. They want warrantless searches. And in case you don't know how this works, folks, if you have any emails that are older than 180 days, and we all do, they are considered legally abandoned by the Justice Department. Any governmental agency can look at these emails simply by providing a statement saying that they are relevant to some kind of investigation. The scariest part of this is there's no judicial review, no oversight required, nothing. So if you want to read more about that, you can read the situation that Google finds itself in. They're trying to force Google to hand over data about you, and Google says, no, we're not going to. You just, at some point in time, you got to make up your mind whether you're in a free country or you're not in a free country. And these people are like the Gestapo. They really are. The power, look at all of these things that keep showing up. The IRS scandal, scandal on top of scandal on top of scandal. Daryl Issa, I never know how to pronounce this guy's name. Issa.
I think it's Issa.
Yeah. Anyway, he says that the IRS scandal was the product of a direct order from the White House to the IRS headquarters, and the IRS headquarters direct to the people who were doing it. So, once again, there's conflict here that suggests that behind closed doors, the IRS is targeting these conservative groups before the election in 2012. And this is not a result of a few rogue agents, as the administration has tried to insist. Man, does Jay Carney look like a bad... Issa called him a paid liar. I don't know if that's going a little far or not. But this brings around the question as to whether you're a Republican or Democrat, why it is that you and I pay for a press secretary to apologize for the president or any person who's in office. Why don't they get that money out of whatever the campaign funds are that they have? Because they aren't doing the people's business. They're PR hacks for the person who's in charge. Well, in this case, the president. There's a whole White House press office. But all the senators, all the congressmen, all these heads of the various agencies, they all have their own press people. Why? They don't tell you the truth. They're not giving you the knowledge. They're giving you a spin. Am I right or not, Kenny?
No, that's pretty much what their job is.
Yeah, right.
And,
all right.
And it wouldn't be so bad if the politicians in question were using them so that they could tend to important matters like reading these bills that they never
read.
Right,
and they never read. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so those stories... You can follow at DougStephan.com. Now, there's another, I thought it was cute that Meghan McCain last week said she didn't know where her father was, and she had to read it on Twitter to find out that he'd gone to Syria. Story at DougStephan.com today, Senator McCain saying that he's confident the U.S. can send weapons to fighters in Syria without the risk they fall into the wrong hands. He was with Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation yesterday. And this is an explanation, sort of, as to what McCain thinks the fix is to the problems in Syria.
What can we do, Senator? Some people say there's not much, including Bob Gates, the former Secretary of Defense, who said there's just not much we can do about this right now. What will you tell the administration they need to do here?
Well, that we need to give them a no-fly zone. We can. The Israelis have shown us we can take out their facilities without from a distance. That we don't have to risk our pilots. We can crater their runways. We can take out their air assets. We can provide them with a safe zone, so that the Syrian council, opposition council, which is outside Syria, can come into Syria and coordinate with the military, General Idris, and the militia. and military inside of Syria, and we can establish that safe zone, and I'm confident that we can prevail. But air power, a classic example is Qusair. They have it surrounded. Bashar Assad's forces have it around surrounded, and then they pound it from the air with Scud missiles and with helicopter gunships and with fixed-wing aircraft. Air superiority is a key element in any conflict with this terrain and this climate, and it's devastating to them.
So you're talking about U.S. air power, using U.S. bombers to go in there and bomb these runways and so forth?
No, I would use standoff cruise missiles to crater the runways. I would use the Patriot missiles down near, close to the border to protect the safe zone. But no, I would not send U.S. manned aircraft over Syria. And by the way, the Israelis just showed that the defensive capabilities of Bashar Assad are not nearly what our military were claiming it to be, and that's unfortunate.
All right, so there's Senator McCain reviewing his position. A lot of people have been talking about that. Before we leave and get the answer to our 2020 history question, I want to go back to the IRS for just a second. In case you haven't heard the story of Douglas Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, he was the first commissioner of the IRS when the current president, Mr. Obama, took office. He visited the White House 157 times, according to the logs that were checked out by the news media, finally doing their job when it comes to trying to figure out what the heck's going on here, because we all know the IRS under fire for going after these groups that apply to become tax exempt. The fellow running the IRS comes to the White House 157 times. Now, not that I think there's a great comparison between George Bush and Obama, other than both being lousy presidents, but the last commissioner of the IRS in the 8 years George Bush was in the White House, how many times do you think he went to the White House? Want to take a guess? Or Kenny, you
50.
Probably know. No.
No, I don't know.
Less. Once.
Really?
Once. He went to the White House once in the 8 years that he was a commissioner of the IRS. This guy goes 157 times in the first year Obama is the president. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. It's just a coincidence. Obama's a much better administrator, and he wants to know what's going on in all these departments. Really? This is an inspector general report. It was between, and to be fair, it was between the first, when did he was sworn in January of 2009, right? So between January of 2009 and March of 2010, so that's actually 14 months. This guy goes to the White House 157 times. All right? No, it's a coincidence. A coincidence. Dave, what do these five ladies have in common?
I believe they all played in... showed up in Playboy and lost their crown.
Well, you're right on the second part of it. They lost their crowns. Carrie Prejean, if that's how you pronounce her name, Miss California, she violated her contract. Apparently, she caused scandals in discussing. They tell you when you become Miss USA, you can't talk about controversial things. And she made her views on same-sex marriage known. And I guess there were some racy photos of her. So she got bounced. Vanessa Williams was bounced when Penthouse Magazine published nude photos of her. They were taken a few years before she became Miss America in 1983. Miss New Jersey, Ashley Harder, forced to resign when she became pregnant. You can't be pregnant when you're a beauty contest participant, I suppose maybe for obvious reasons. Leona Gage was stripped of her crown after she was the married mother of two. She lied about her age, and she had kids, which you're not supposed to do. All right, let's see here. What's the last lady? Katie Reese, Miss Nevada, 2007. There were pictures of her kissing another woman and posing provocatively on the Internet. No, no, no! So all of them lost their crowns. Therefore, you are correct, sir. Therefore, you get the swell prize. Stand by for that. Hold on. In a moment, we have the television report coming up here. It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Life is extraordinary. And since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item, every day. Invest in your health now and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
I was asked to write this book by my mentor in the DA's office in New York County in Manhattan. It was cited by Chief Justice Earl Warren when he wrote the Miranda opinion. And the case was solved by my mentor. The wrong person was indicted. It was a brutal double rape murder in a fashionable Upper East Side apartment. 8 months after the murders, an individual was arrested. It was the wrong person in Brooklyn. And my mentor, Mel Glass, went through the investigation, presented it to legendary DA Frank Hogan, his boss. And Hogan realized that the wrong person was indicted, and he was prepared to make it clear that the right thing to do, of course, is to exonerate the unjustly accused and find the real killer, notwithstanding all the publicity and all the negative publicity about indicting the wrong person. It demonstrates the difference a person can make. That's very important. On the second level, it demonstrates how people in life with a value system should act and behave, and how that enriches not only their public office but their own life. The third reason is that it demonstrates when you have a value system and you prepare to fracture your own reputation by doing the right thing, then you run a ministry of justice, and that's what the government should be doing, particularly in the justice system.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
All right, so I promised that we would have this tornado video and audio. The video isn't going to do us any good because we're doing a radio show. Hello, Doug. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day radio program. We do video on the website, though. Meanwhile, a couple of items from television that we can spend a moment or two on. Leanne Rimes and her husband, Eddie Cibrian. They have sort of scandalous lives, private lives, don't they, Kenny? Didn't he steal her from his wife or the other way around? Do I remember that?
Yeah, I think they both made some questionable judgment calls.
Reprobates, perhaps. Anyway, they're going to have a new reality show about their lives. Why would anybody give a rat's butt about their lives? Anyway, they're working on it according to People magazine. So that's that story. Amy, how many people eat Amy's foods? Whole foods, good stuff. Her name is Amy Buzaglo. She and her husband are trying to make the most of their 15 minutes of fame. They were in business with Gordon Ramsay, and they're supposed to be on Kitchen Nightmares, and apparently that didn't work. So they've been on Twitter suggesting that they ought to have their own television show, a reality show. Amy's Bakery as a reality show? Taking themselves a little too seriously there, I think. 51 after the hour.
In
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Staff and Good Day program, brought to you by the distributors of Cardiol. We're going to tell you something special. Ken's going to give you some important information about Cardiol, your heart, your health, your well-being, all tied together. Having said that, Ken, we all are concerned about our colleague Rich McFadden. I know he talked to you, and he's talked on the air here several times about the melee, and that's really what it sort of feels like. There's something in his chest pressing on his throat that caused his jugular to get plugged. And when he first said jugular, I said, wow, that's not good. You talked to him and you said, don't worry about it. And I'd forgotten that what goes up is more important than what comes down. Right?
Right. He has a clot in the return, the vein from the brain. And, you know, he's in our thoughts right now. He has a mass in his chest, and the biopsy will tell us what that is. Hopefully it's benign.
Right. Let's keep that thought in our mind. Some of the other news this week, Ken, researching all the journals from the medical world to keep you up to date on the newest research. Secondhand smoke in the news yet again, Ken.
Yes, more bad news for smokers. I have a Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health this week, Doug. Children exposed to secondhand smoke in childhood, they show an increased tendency towards physical aggression and antisocial behavior. It's not only an effect on their lungs, and this is only by the end of the fourth grade. The exposure does not have to be continuous to have these ill effects on the developing brain.
One of the things I wonder about, because Richie has been around secondhand smoke. Both his parents smoked as he grew up. He's never smoked. I have. I never asked you whether your parents smoked or not. Most of us had parents who smoked, at least for a while in our lives. And I wonder if this mass, or people who have these sorts of things, how many of them are attributed to being around secondhand smoke?
There definitely is an effect. It affects the lungs, and here now we know it affects mental activity.
Yeah. All right, you live in Florida. A lot of people think it's, what is it, God's Gate House or something. What do they call Florida? The God's Waiting Room. Thank you, Michael. Floridians are living longer, but that's, according to this study, anything doesn't mean it's necessarily good.
Well, this is more globally from the country. There's an America Health Rankings report that comes out each year, the report of seniors' health in America. 2013, and nationwide, Minnesota took the top spot for the healthiest state for seniors, followed by, you'd be interested, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Iowa.
Really?
Conversely, the least healthy states for seniors were Mississippi, which ranked last, followed by Oklahoma, Louisiana, West Virginia, and Arkansas. I must say, I think this study was a little biased. It tended to favor the states that had bigger government services.
And bigger hospitals, that sort of thing. Right? I mean, they're big...
Bigger institutions. Services, bigger
right.
government was a common factor. And they did define alcohol use, chronic alcohol use, in an odd way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, it's interesting. It just tells us we need more doctors who are going to be interested in the elderly. In Florida, there are going to be 88% more people over 65 in the next 10 to 20 years, and we already have so many. So we just need doctors who are trained in this area.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us, nationally famous cardiologist, focuses on all kinds of things in our weekend get-together here on many of these same stations. A couple of hours of your questions and calls and comments and concerns about your health. You, as a heart specialist, are interested, I'm sure, in the high doses of painkillers and what they do to put people at risk.
I sure am. And this is not to scare people, but many of us are using these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We know them by many different names, Aleve, Motrin, Diclofenac, and they are very helpful for people who have chronic arthritis. They decrease inflammation. They decrease the swelling. Some people can't function without them. And the people who use them at high doses every day, chronically, we're talking about people who use them for a year or longer, are at risk for all of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The prescription and the over-the-counter ones of getting increased cardiovascular bad outcomes, heart attacks, strokes, death, they're increased by about a third. Now, many of you can't function without these, and that's the yin-yang of medicine. There are benefits and there are problems. You need to talk to the doctor. There now are pain patches, which is a great alternative, but just realize if you use these short-term, I think you're going to be okay, but for long-term, continuous, high-dose use, there's definitely a cardiovascular issue you need to consider. This is out of the medical journal Lancet just this week.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to us by the importers of Cardiol, comes from Italy. It's a great way to lower the cholesterol and triglycerides. Dr. Ken recommends it. If you'd like a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, plus access to a couple of cholesterol home test kits, bargain price 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Ken.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.